Radio Prague News. The Czech Intelligence Service has said it is providing any information considered relevant to assist the investigation into the brutal bombing and shooting massacre in Norway. The Czech Labour and Social Affairs Ministry has said it will stop the practice of financially compensating Czech pensioners who worked in Slovakia before the 1993 breakup of the federation. And the police were called to Šumava National Park on Monday following a confrontation between environmentalists and loggers over the cutting of bark beetle-infested trees in the area. The Czech Intelligence Service, BIS, has said it is assisting the investigation into the bombing and shooting massacre in Norway within its means by providing Norwegian colleagues with any information considered relevant. The anti-Islamic zealot who claimed responsibility for the attacks that killed 90 people wrote in his notorious internet manifesto that he had visited Prague in 2010 with the aim of illegally acquiring weapons as well as illicit drugs. According to his own words, he was unsuccessful and left empty-handed after 5 days. BIS spokesman Jan Schubert said on Monday that the Czech intelligence service was in touch with its Norwegian colleagues to answer questions and provide any information that could help with the case. Although the Czech authorities tightened security around key sites in the wake of the attacks, the special measures have now been called off. The Czech Labour and Social Affairs Ministry has said it will stop the practice of financially compensating Czech pensioners who worked for Slovak companies before the 1993 breakup of Czechoslovakia and would thus have been eligible for smaller pensions. The Czech state had been making up for the difference, topping up the pensions, until a European Court of Law pointed out that the practice was discriminatory against EU citizens who had worked for Czech companies and were now getting lower pensions in their home countries. The Czech Labour Ministry said it was not in a position to continue the compensations, since demands from foreign nationals who would be considered eligible could exceed 100 billion crowns annually, which the country was not in a position to cover. The police were called to Šumava National Park on Monday following a confrontation between environmental activists and loggers over the cutting of bark beetle-infested trees in the area. Following a week-long blockade of the protected area near Modrava by environmental activists, loggers arrived on Monday morning and started felling marked trees. The park's management called in the police, which forcibly evicted the protesters from the area on the grounds of a court order. The arrest of Goran Hadžić, the last major Serb war crimes fugitive, has removed the last serious obstacle on the road to Serbia's EU accession, Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg said following talks with his Serbian counterpart Vuk Jeremic in Prague on Monday. Foreign Minister Jeremic said Serbia would work hard to fulfil all the other requirements for EU accession and hoped that it would be officially recognised as a candidate country and start accession talks by the end of the year. The meeting of Czech and Serbian foreign ministers likewise focused on bilateral trade and emerging investment opportunities. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be partly cloudy to overcast with scattered showers and afternoon highs reaching 23 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.